Really, really tough estates in Maidenhead. But in Southampton, there are some really rough ones, and I grew up on one. And my mother refused to let us get our identity from that estate. She made us live differently. She made us act differently. She made us talk differently. And sometimes that was amusing. And sometimes it was rather painful. I was the only boy that went to school wearing school uniform in my school. The only one. And I wore shorts and a cap. Yeah, thank you, yeah. That, yeah, you can minister. Can you start ministering to me now? Everyone in our estate swore all the time. We were not allowed to swear. If we did, we got beaten. My mum was not prepared to have us conform by our environment. You see, my mum, when she was growing up, she was the eldest of 13, and to make room in the home, they actually moved her out to her grandparents for a while. And she was brought up by her grandparents, who were very Victorian in values. So she got a lot of her identity from being parented by her grandparents. That changed who she was. How she saw herself. How she saw us, her children. She chose to get a lot of her identity from her grandparents rather than from her natural parents. Now, our parents and our grandparents are a great source of identity to us. Rightly so. Families are so important. That's why often adopted children will go looking for their biological parents to find out who they are. Where have they come from? It's an interesting subject, isn't it? We have television programs, Who Do You Think You Are?, where people go searching their roots. They want to know where they are rooted, where they come from. We all want to know that, don't we? That's the question, who am I? It boils down to a couple of questions. Is who was I parented by? What am I rooted in? So let me read a couple of verses from the Bible. From Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. We're more than we think. We're more than we think we are. More than we can imagine or think. We have a more significant beginning and we have a more glorious past. Sorry, a more glorious destiny. That's the truth. Let that sink into you just for a moment. We have a more important, a richer beginning and a more glorious future. The question is, who will we choose to be rooted in or fathered by? It's a big question. Because we all choose that, you know that, don't you? We all choose who we allow to parent us, who we allow to shape our lives. Now, some people try and tell us we're nothing more than the product of a big scientific experiment. A big bang happened. Some chemicals got together, produced life, which slowly evolved over a period of time to end up with man. We're a result of a cosmic accident. That's what they tell us. That's where their roots are. If you really believe that, what does that say about who you are? If you really, if you take a moment out and think about, really, if you really honestly believe that deep down, I'm the result of an accident. I'm the result of chance. It's purely by luck that we've got here at all. Life has no real meaning, no real importance. And the people around you, Nick, you're just a product of chance, mate. Random chemicals coming together. There's no real value in that. So we see ourselves, well, we have that view, we see ourselves less than we should. We're without purpose and without destiny. Now the Bible tells us that we're created in God's image. He said, let us make man in our image and let him rule over the world. And when we choose to believe that, our lives suddenly take on a deeper significance. We move from a cracked old beaten up pot like this to a slightly bigger pot. I would if I could. To a slightly bigger pot. When we know that, our pot gets bigger. There's more space for us to grow. We know we're no accident. We were made on purpose for a reason. There's a passage in the beginning of John's Gospel which says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in his name. Do you get that? We have a right to become children of God just through believing. God gives us that right. He calls us his children when we believe in him. Our pot gets bigger when we know we're a child of God. Our pot gets bigger. There's more room for our roots to grow. I made that choice 23 years ago in a meeting just like this. I prayed to God for the first time. And God fathered me. He began to father me at that time. And I've never regretted it. It's been the best decision in my life. Since that time, I had more joy, more peace, more meaning, more purpose to my life. It's the best decision I ever made. Now, I'm not saying we kiss our brains goodbye when we become Christians. Just believe in a lot of mumbo jumbo. See, the Bible's not a science textbook. It never explains, it never intended to explain to us how God made the world. If he chose to make it by a big bang and in a slow evolutionary process over billions of years, that's fine with me. It's totally irrelevant and unimportant. But what really is important to me is that I'm made in his image. That he loves me. That gives me a bigger pot. That gives us a bigger pot. And you know, in order to fulfill God's purposes for us, there is something else we need. And Sadie touched on it with the kids earlier. Because we were made in God's image. But not all of us achieve God's image, do we? Let's be honest. We don't. We had a terrible, tragic, sad story this week. Raoul Malt. We've all been reading about him. We've all been sickened. We've all been saddened by that terrible story. Killed another man, killed himself in the end. It's very, very sad. And do you know what he said before he died, before he killed himself? He said, I have no father. No one cares about me. Just think about that. Just think about how small his pot was. There was no roots to his life. No life left in him because he did not know love. And the Bible tells us we achieve fullness of life. We become the complete image of God when we know his love, when we grow in the knowledge of the height, the depth, the breadth, the length of his love. We come to the fullness of God. Because that's the truth. There's a God who loves us so much. And when we know that love, our lives are like that big pot. We have a huge amount of space to grow and to receive God. Psychologists say they have something called attachment theory. They say if a kid doesn't attach itself emotionally to an adult at a young age, it doesn't grow right. Its emotional life is stumped. And we saw tragic consequences of that, didn't we, in Romania, when all those kids were left in orphanages and weren't cared for. They grew up, babies uncared for, and they grew up with mental problems. Love is so necessary for life. To know the love of the Father is the most important thing that we need. To live full lives, rich lives, deep lives, purposeful lives. Love is the best environment for us to grow up. And we know that for our kids, don't we? Those of us who are parents. When we have children, we see them flourish when we love them. We provide a safe place for them, a place where there is no fear, a place where they can grow up without fear of failure, a place where they know they will be accepted no matter what they do. They grow up strong. They grow up true. We don't lose that when we grow older, guys. As us adults, we need to know that love too. We need the Father's love, like the sunshine, brightening up our lives so that we feel safe, so that we can grow up into all we're meant to be. I just want to finish with some prayer. Let's all bow our heads. Do we know who we are this morning? Where did we get our identity from? Do we get it from our friends? The place where we live, our family? This morning, we can get it from a different place. We can get it from our Father in heaven. He can give us a new identity. We can become children of God. Now, if you'd like to know the fatherhood of God, in a deeper way, if you'd like to know his love in a greater way, a greater height, a greater depth, a greater length, or a greater breadth, then just say this prayer with me. Father, I choose to name you my Father today. I claim to my identity to be your child, your son, today. I want to grow up in your care. I want to grow up in your love. I want to know your love that passes knowledge, that I might be filled up to the measure of the fullness of my God. Because you are a loving God, I want to live in that love. Help me to grow up to be all you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.